Lord, show us the path to life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings immediately after Easter are very, very enlightening, very upcoming, something that gives us a boost to our own faith. Last Sunday, Mercy Sunday, we saw how Christ comes and goes right to doubting Thomas and says to him, "Put your fingers in my wounds and see, I am Christ. I am real." And hence, you see, he said publicly, "Thomas, you have believed because you have seen. Blessed are those, all of us, who have not seen and yet believe." And what did Thomas say? He didn't say Lord, he didn't say God, but rather he says, "My Lord and my God." And that's what we say when at the consecration. Today is a very another interesting anecdote in the life of Christ. The key word there was Emmaus. Now Emmaus is a small town around northern boundaries of Jerusalem there. And here we see that our Lord disciples were very depressed. The disciples thought to themselves, "What a waste of time. We gave up our profession, we gave up our families, and here now he came up as an imposter. We thought that he was going to save us. He was going to save Jerusalem, save Israel. And lo and behold, you see, he was killed, he died." And then they were depressed. And all of a sudden, Christ comes on the scene, joins them, just listens to them for a while. Very, very interesting. What was happening was, all the doubts that these men had, you know, they were narrating. They were so upset. They were despondent. That also happens to us, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, when things do not go our way, when we feel that everything is gloomy, when we see there's no light on the other side of the tunnel, we give up. But there again, Christ is listening to our prayer. And finally, you know, he says, "What are you talking about?" And then began narrating to him about how this man Jesus was there. This man Jesus, see, we followed him and he died. And then he didn't say, "You're disbelievers." But what he did was he was narrating, expounding the scriptures from the Old Testament, from Moses onwards. And they began walking, walking, walking. And lo and behold, they're about to come to the end of the journey. And the disciples says, "Come along, come home. Come, here's our cottage. Let's have a meal." And as it says there, he did what he was accustomed to do. The night before he died, the Last Supper, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, this is my blood." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, it's what we are doing now. There are two parts. The two parts in the Mass. The first part was when the apostles, you know, were narrating their own story and Jesus narrating the scriptures. And that's what happened just now and in the homily. And in a few moments, we'll do what exactly Jesus did. He went into the house and we have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. My dear friends, you know, there are things in our lives that do not go our way. The wounds of Christ are still there. Wounds to heal us, wounds to forgive us, wounds to understand us. Jesus is always there. We ask him there. And I would like to sum up, my dear brothers and sisters, my ministry in this beautiful parish of Our Lady Help of Christians. Once again, to leave you with a positive thought. Our faith in Jesus is absolutely rich. Make no mistake about it. Our hope in Christ is affluent, and our love for Christ is immeasurable. And hence, Christ, our brother, our friend, will never stop forgiving us, however much you and I have sinned. Our friend Christ will never stop loving us, however much we may depart from him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.